Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, it looks like in this episode, we'll be looking at a song called Alone, which comes from the A Dream LP from 2018. So we'll listen to Alone and then talk about it a little bit on the other side.
He was alone. He was alone. She was alone. She was alone.
And we're born.
He was alone.
And we're born.
He was alone.
Thank you.
alone is consider it more of a meditation than a song, I suppose. Not much difference, but not a whole lot of lyrics. And the lyrics that are there are, of course, repeated quite a bit. When I set out to do this song, I began with the music, piano, and got that down, and then began to, based on the feel of the tone, the sense of the music, then began to build the lyrics, which really, rather than putting pen to paper, and I know a lot of artists do. I know the Talking Heads, David Byrne used to do this. Record an entire song almost, and then sing gibberish to it until the lyrics present themselves. That's sort of what I did here, but not too much gibberish happened because the tone of the song seemed very mournful, alone. And that's what the song became, Alone, a kind of a meditation on the loneliness, that we have in our world, in our society right now. I feel incredibly blessed, have been married for 33 years, to have, my wife, to have, my children, my parents, who live, actually all of them live in town with me, to have good friends, many that live far away, but I still feel somewhat close to, others who are close, in proximity, but I know that's not the case for so many people. And I know a lot of young people who are striving and looking for that, that one other person, and there's a fear, you know, am I going to go through this life thing just on my own, or just me and a dog, or, you know, and then there's the loneliness of those that I know who have been through a difficult breakup, or divorce, or separation, and the loneliness there. So this is really a song for all of us, I think, to whatever degree we're alone. I know even in deep, rich, loving relationships, there are those moments where it becomes very clear, you know, in some ways I'm always going to be trapped in my own skin, in my own head. And as deeply connected as I possibly can be with another human being, there's still this distance that doesn't quite completely close. And I suppose that's what it means to be a human being, to be an individual. But anyway, we'll look at the lyrics and talk just a little bit about the music, and then I'll share one particular inspiration that helped me make some decisions at the close of the song. Alone. He was alone. He was alone. He was alone. She was alone. She was alone. She was alone. And so these go back and forth throughout the song. In the studio, I put them on a stereo spread, so we've got them coming from different sides of the headphones there. Of course, at the time I wrote this, we have he was alone, we have she was alone. I recognize that many people currently don't necessarily put themselves in one of those two We could have very easily have said, they are alone as well. The bottom line being, whomever you are, there is this tendency to feel alone and to long for connection, for deep, rich, loving connection. Lasting, I think. I know there are people who talk about just, something temporary. I understand that, I suppose, but I think at our core as human beings, we want something that's lasting. We want something that's deep, that's rich, that's not just on the surface. Because if it's just on the surface, you're always left questioning it. Is this real? Is this just a pretend thing? I think we want deep, rich relationships. And we want them to last. So he was alone, she was alone, goes back and forth. And then throughout the rest of the first half of the song, we layer on some other pieces of lyrics. The next section, and we're born and we don't know nothing. And so that repeats, and then a harmony comes on with that, kind of setting up a pattern where we've got he was alone, she was alone in the background, and we're born and we don't know nothing. You know, we come into this world just open to figuring things out. I recognize that there's something, you know, when we talk about nurture and nature, I recognize that there's something that we come in with. There are things, elements of myself that are present in me the moment I'm born. I recognize that. But so much of life is me figuring out who me is. Who am I? Who am I not just in myself, but who am I in relation to this world around me? Who am I in relation to these other people around me in particular? And how are we connected? And our whole life is a process of that. And I don't think anyone ever gets to the end of that. I mean, I know very old people who are still discovering parts of themselves. So then we kind of have a harmonic repeating pattern there. And then over the top of that comes in the main lead voice up high. Gotta find a face, gotta find a place, gotta find a heart, gotta find a hand. And we have that repeating over and over. Gotta find a face, gotta find a place, gotta find a heart, gotta find a hand. And I suppose these four words, face, place, heart, and hand, are kind of four elements that that occurred to me as I was working on this, in relation to aloneness and in relation to relationship. I got to find a face, you know, really has to do with that person, that identity, that other person, you know, that the identity, so often we wrap up in the face, that person, the face of the person, the identity that I know, that I'm connected with, that I want to stay connected with deeply for a long, long time. Place, I think, is something that sometimes in our modern, contemporary Western kind of culture, we kind of ignore. Unlike many indigenous cultures, we feel disconnected from place. I can move here, I can move there, but I think that's problematic for many of us. I think we do need to have a place that we feel deeply connected to, a place that we feel we're rooted in. It's got to be, there's got to be something I'm rooted in. That's where I gain sustenance. I think place, finding that place is a quest that so many people are after in connection with that other person. Got to find a heart, okay? I've got to find the deep emotional, committed emotional connection. This face, this other human being that I'm connected with, is only as deep as the full connection, the heart connection, our emotions, our commitment, our deep empathy, our love for each other. And then lastly, got to find a hand. I think we need touch. I think all human beings need touch. And so those are elements, I think, of this aloneness, not having that person, not having that place, not having that deep love, emotional connection, not having the touch with that person. And in some ways with that place, you know, there's a lot to be said, even research about taking your shoes off and putting your bare feet on the ground where you live. We're physical creatures, and that's a big piece of it. And so we hear that soaring voice kind of going over the top of the rest of this, kind of summing up the situation. And then it goes into an instrumental break. This is an interesting song because it begins with piano. We've got strings in there. I did a little string arrangement. We've got some banjo that comes in, and then the electric guitar lead, especially during that more intense instrumental section, which really kind of takes the words, the ideas behind those words, and then soars with it. And there's a soaring that is hopeful, but there's also a soaring that is frustrated and angry. But when we come out of that instrumental piece, we go back into the quietness of the piano. And once again, we hear, he was alone. He was alone. She was alone. She was alone. And you may be tempted to think that the end of the story is they're alone. But the lyrics end, the vocals end, the strings swell, and then the wooden flute comes in. And in a sense, the wooden flute is the hopefulness. It feels very hopeful to me at the end, and part of the reason for that I'll explain is I'll call him a friend. I've spent some time with him. He's an incredible author, Joseph Marshall III, who is Sichonggu Lakota from Rosebud here in South Dakota, a wonderful author, a wonderful elder whom I've been able to sit and spend literally hours interviewing him, listening to stories and that sort of thing as a part of my work. But he tells a story that you can find in the Lakota Way, his book, The Lakota Way. And actually, you can find it on Spotify in his voice telling the story. So I'll include that link on the site, the Spotify link, to listen to him tell this story. But it's the story of the flute maker. And it's a story, a traditional story, about a young man named Cloud, who is deeply in love with Dawn Woman and has been for a long time, but she is going to marry another. And he is just heartbroken, and he's there by himself in the woods, and he hears this mournful sound, and at first he thinks it's probably his heart. But then he finds out, he follows the sound, because it's getting louder, and it's the wind. And the wind is blowing through some cedar branches that are dead, that have holes in them. And it's making this mournful sound that really
really shapes or matches the shape of the mournfulness of his heart. And so he takes one of the branches and he sits with it and he begins to blow on it, and it's the beginning of the flute. And it's this mournful thing in his mourning of the loss of his love. He decides to call it Hokagape, which is to make a voice in Lakota. And so he's there, he's mournful, he spends days with the flute, and then he goes back into town, to the village, and plays the flute. And Don Woman hears him playing the flute, as do all the other women. And this is the beginning of the flute. The flute's song then becomes joyful. I don't want to give away the end of the story. I want you to listen to or read the story. But the flute becomes this central instrument in connection with love, with relationship. Both the mournful, sorrowful side of love, but also the joyful, hopeful side of love, because the flute can do that. It can sound sad, mournful. It can sound hopeful, life-giving. And the beauty of breathing my own breath into this wood and giving it a voice. So anyway, that's how Alone ends. So in my mind, it ends musically in a very hopeful place, offering that sense of hope. So there we have it. Alone, that is from 2018's A Dream album. And I appreciate you spending some time in another Dancin' Moon Songcast. We put these songcasts out every Friday. And you can find all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. Stream on Spotify, stream on iHeartRadio, stream on Apple Music. And as I said, on the webpage for the podcast, I will put a link also to the Spotify link to Joseph Marshall III's flute maker story, so you can listen to that as well. Be well.